Jared, what are you watching this morning?
It's not what I'm watching, it's what I'm listening to. A little bit of a deafening bell there, this back bell going off behind me. And actually quite a bit of activity on the floor, a little bit more than I've seen in a while. It is the day after the Fed, and my biggest takeaway is, thank goodness, we don't have to say taper tantrum anymore. I think that's effectively out the window. But everybody's looking ahead to what's going to happen into the end of the year. Specifically, we have a mixed market today, but we're coming off of record highs for all of the majors, also the Russell 2000, Dow Transports, everything kind of looking towards a very, pointing towards a very bullish picture. In particular, I'm looking at the VIX now trading with a 14 handle. It looks like the VIX has settled into a new trading range, and 18 to 20, probably going to be the ceiling here for a little bit. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't have spikes above that, but when it's trading in a range, we'll probably see some resistance at these very low levels. And what does it say about the market overall? I think that the bullish factors point toward an end-of-the-year rally. We could have some hiccups. I'm at the risk of repeating myself here, but I do want to get to some news that affects the exchanges. Now, CME just entered into a pact with Google. Google is going to invest $1 billion in their equity, and CME is going to put all of their services on the cloud eventually. That includes clearing and as well as their exchange services. So I think it's indicative of where the market is going. You know, you take a look at the infrastructure that we have for the New York Stock Exchange, for instance, for the NASDAQ. A lot of these, most of the trading is conducted off-site, and now migrating to the cloud, I think speaks as to the dominance of these tech giants. So something, I think it's the beginning of a trend, and I'd look for other exchanges to follow suit eventually.
Jared, I know one other area of the market you're watching closely is the meme stocks. Of course, we had that big move higher in Bed Bath & Beyond shares yesterday. A little bit less of a market move this morning, but what are some of the details there?
Yeah, I think we've seen a meme stock, I'm going to call this 4.0, because we've seen at least three iterations for most of the meme stocks earlier in the year. So January was a big one, late January, early February. June was another one. And depends on which stock you look at. But if you take a look at, for instance, AMC GameStop, it's clear where the spikes have been. And so I think what we're seeing with Bed Bath & Beyond, you get some incremental news. You know, they're in the midst of a turnaround strategy. Sazi's been all over it. It doesn't take much to goose a meme stock. And so with momentum on their side, I think we're going to see more of this week. And when the hot money fades, it's going to go into some other asset, maybe Bitcoin. There's an interesting correlation I have noticed, and it's not perfect, but when there's a lot of money going into meme stocks, the crypto doesn't have as many hot money flows itself.